Welcome to Beyond the Sermon, where each week we take a deeper dive into the message that we just preached yesterday. We do this by letting one of our teaching pastors share with us an area that they really want to expand on. And so today we have with us Tony Hebner. Tony is our teaching pastor at our Four Corners campus. And Tony, yesterday's message was kind of tough in some ways because we were talking about what love looks like. And we live in a culture where love is basically defined as an emotion. Yeah, exactly. But we kind of redefined that yesterday. So talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I love that everywhere I've looked through Scripture, love has always been something that I, more that I do than what I feel. And we become such a feeling kind of culture and society that it's become that warm fuzzy. But in the Bible and all through Scripture, and what we talked about is that love was always demonstrated, that It was an action. So, I mean, God demonstrated his love towards us while we were still sinners. He sent Christ. And so it was always something that we do. And so it's easy to say, I love you or I love this. It's a lot different, a lot harder to actually show that love by the way I live out my life and act it and everything. I think a lot of James, and James, one of my favorite books, you know, kind of the wisdom book for the New Testament. But he says in James 2:18, he says, but someone will say to you, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. I know James is talking about faith and how we live it out, but I think it's not too far of a stretch that we could put love in that. Like you say you have love, well show me your love by the way you do that. And we show love by serving, by being generous, by giving, by sacrificing. And we can do that on a daily basis.
Yeah. And what we saw yesterday was relationship doesn't necessarily mean love.
That's it.
Cain and Abel were blood brothers, but there was no love. Cain had no love for Abel. And yet Jesus demonstrated his love on the cross for us, right?
That's it.
And so you wanted to do something this week, and that's kind of give an assignment.
Yeah, I just want to challenge us this week that, as I said, it's easy. I'm, you know, Missouri, it's show me. Show me the love, you know, and I think that our culture, our communities, our society is waiting for us to show the love. And so I just want us to challenge this week to find a demonstrable way to show love to our families by serving them. Someone in our families, do something. And then find a demonstrable way to show your love by serving a neighbor or a friend. And then the hard one, do it for a stranger. And I just believe when we do that, that's how we will show love, and that's how we, this week, can be the church.
All right, so for a family member, offer to cook guys one night find a way to do that there. And then you said for a neighbor, somebody around us. Mm-hmm. And then let's give an example. How would you show love to a stranger?
I mean, that parking space you've been circling for, give that parking space up, or letting someone go before you in a line, or even, you know, the whole thing, I used to go through toll booths and saying, hey, I just want to pay for the next car behind me.
Yeah.
And something, just little tiny things that we can show people, this is what
So if you pay for the car behind you, make sure you have the B sticker on your car.
There you
okay,
go.
That's good marketing.
There you go.
All right, Tony, thank you so much. And again, if you were not able to see the message yesterday, they're archived on our website. Just go to ourfamily.church and you'll find the sermons there. And then you don't want to miss this week as we continue our walk through 1 John.